Do you want to lead the flag salute, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, Ms. Wendy.
Alrighty. My spot here. All right, Ms. Lucchese.
Present.
Mr. Kopseff.
Here.
Let's see, Ms. Ogren.
Present.
And Mr. Valenzuela.
Yep.
So we have four of two absent.
This is the time for presentations from the public. Is there any in-house public? Seeing none.
None
any
here.
Online public?
None here.
Seeing none. We can move on, yes. Item four, presentation of current air pollution staff members.
Well, fancy.
You have a minute. Go.
Thank you. I'd like to introduce our new staff members. Eric Olson retired, and we have replaced him, and I wanted to make sure that you were introduced to my full air pollution control staff, so you guys would stand up. There on the left is Mr. Darren Weeks, and on the right is Cleve
Hegdahl.
Have trouble with that. Darren is going to be picking up the duties that Eric took care of, the technical, and Cleve's going to handle most of the program management that we have going on. You guys can sit down now. Unless you want to ask him any questions. Eric?
Welcome and good job.
Thank you.
Thank you for that. I appreciate it. So Eric Olson volunteered to work extra help prior to his 6 months required leave from CalPERS. CalPERS denied that request from the county. But he's still willing. It's getting pretty touchy, though. He's been retired for 6 months now, and we're asking him to come back and give us a little update on some of the technical details. But he's still willing to do that. One of the things that he's going to be working on is a grant we got from the EPA, which is $357,000 to help set up our network. We have a server that we purchased 4 years ago that, because of the dysfunction of the IT, is going to be out of date before we can ever get it put into service. I just thought I'd mention that. Kind of had some unintended consequences with all the stuff going on. So currently, the Carl Moyer program is Cleve's first program to operate on, and he's working on doing some Carl Moyer change-ups as we speak. There'll be some public notices out so people can apply for grants to change out their high-emission engines and try to get them updated to less emitting pieces of equipment. And I was going to tell you our prescribed burn program that we track everything with at the state level is being rewritten. The old one, it was probably built during DOS times, and it's been pretty difficult to handle, but the state's got a lot of push on tracking infinite details in the prescribed burning thing going forward, and they're pushing pretty hard to get almost everything you could think about included in this program. So
this is coming from the state, not you?
It's coming from CARB, yes. It's a prescribed burn program, basically.
Okay.
And it does a pretty good job. The new one does. I did want to mention, the reason I brought that up is that we do have a little bit of uncertainty. Currently in the federal government, the House is working on a bill that talks about recession of funding from federal grants. And some of that is centered around some of the air quality issues. CAPCO, I think, we're probably pretty good. That's the California Air Pollution Control Association, Officers Association. They think we're okay because the funds have been allocated to the local districts for expenses. However, in the bill that's in front of the House right now, it mentions state and local government. And that term means that they could go, I think, to the local government and request all those funds back. So I intend to have everything spent before they ever ask for any money back. So I'd tell you that. unless there's any objections to that. No? Okay. Does anybody have any questions? Okay. I'm only, I got 1 minute left. Have I forgotten anything, Dana?
I think you're doing a great job.
Oh, thank you. All righty. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay. And, so, for the rest of the, we are what, commissioners here, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And council answer, I mean, if there's nothing really on the docket for an agenda, the chair can cancel the meeting and schedule a meeting and move on to the next one. Is that correct?
Yes.
So in the future, let me know if
sure.
you have, you know, something on the docket. Just because it's scheduled, I think that we can look around it
yeah.
because there's really nothing here.
We want to be productive.
Yeah.
And I actually that more from staff time, not
yeah.
my time
yeah.
for staff.
Yeah.
I, you know,
yeah.
these guys are the ones that are doing
do
the work.
Do you have any agreement
sure.
on that? Okay.
It's good to have those preferences on the record. Sometimes the district feels obligated to have their
right.
regular meetings.
Well, I would say one a year at least.
Well, we've scheduled meetings
yeah.
throughout the
quarterly.
Year, and I think this
yes.
is
yeah.
one of them.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that we didn't really have much on the docket. So.
Yeah.
Not that you guys aren't important. This is great that we get to meet.
There will be more on the docket in the future.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Item 5, minute approval.
I've received no corrections for those.
I have a motion.
Second.
Second.
So Ogren and Valenzuela?
Yes.
Thank you. Alrighty. Commissioner Lucchese?
Aye.
Commissioner Ogren?
Aye.
Commissioner Valenzuela?
Yep.
And Commissioner Kopsa?
Aye. With that, we're adjourned.
Thank you.